Entertainment Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the Little Hawk News and Entertainment Podcast. I'm Nat Alder.
I'm Gabriel Brazilli.
And I'm Max Friedman.
And today we have a special guest.
I'm Jake Mingle from the Sports Podcast.
Hey Jake, right. Welcome.
Welcome. So before we get things started, I have a minor announcement revolving around a certain article I wrote that has been gaining a little bit of controversy. And I have maybe offended a couple teachers. They told me it was a personal attack on them. Let me just clarify something. My opinion is my opinion. Rihanna is a good artist, okay?
Come on.
I don't know, really, like, she's a perfectly fine artist. She has a beautiful voice. Her hair is gorgeous. Like, I don't know why I have to dampen that.
Enough said.
If I say she's okay, then she's okay to me. Doesn't mean you have to say, oh, he's wrong automatically. Let's just trash him and his article. No, that's not fair to me, you know? So I'm sorry. So, okay, well, with that being said, let's get into news.
Should I have a joke before we get going.
Let's alrighty.
Would one of you guys ask me if I'm a tree?
Are you a tree?
No.
That is a terrible joke.
Is that it?
Yes, that's the joke.
Okay. Let's get into news. So Deanne Kramer was named the 2012 Athletic Director of the Year by Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association. Congratulations, Deanne. I'm not sure what to say, but yeah.
True awesome. Honor to have you at
good
our school.
Good on
ya. That's
so,
awesome.
Yeah.
Good on ya.
Yes, it's a say.
Exciting.
Sweet. Yeah. So in other news, a poll was taken by the Press Citizen, which voted City High School to be the best high school in Johnson County. The runners-up were West High School and Regina High School. And I think that's really great that we got that recognition. Because I know there's definitely a rivalry between, like, City High and West High.
Yeah, there's a rivalry, but I mean, at the same time, like, I don't know, in my eyes, West High and Regina are both schools that I respect very much, and they're really good schools. And I personally know lots of West High and Regina kids, and they're super awesome. They're, like, the nicest kids ever, and they think very highly of us, too. So, like, there's this kind of big fictional rivalry between both of us, but at the same time, like, when you boil it down, there really isn't, aside from maybe, like, football, as Jake might tell you.
It's like siblings.
We did get the boot.
It's like siblings, you know? You might not like them, but you still love them.
Yeah.
And in your heart...
Yes. Yes, in your heart.
That's where love comes from.
Right?
Okay.
I'm so good at this. Speaking of love, the Combined Efforts show performed this Friday and Saturday last weekend. I thought it was really good. I thought Janet did a great job. She's a writer of the play, Janet Schlopkohl, and the director, Dave Gruby?
Jason Gruby.
Right. I apologize. Jason Gruby, they just worked together really well. I went to a couple of the practices, and it just seemed like everybody was having such a great time, and it turned out to be a great performance.
It was really fun to be part of.
Yeah, Max and I were both in it. We had a great time. It went all together very smoothly, and the audience seemed to really like it.
It was a hit.
If any of you listeners that went to the show, thanks for coming. I really do appreciate it.
Speaking of performances.
All right. Well, the Englert had National Theatre Live Collaborators, which was a play filmed in England, which was live broadcast all over the country. That was Saturday night. And it looked really cool. I don't know anybody that went, but yeah, it seemed pretty cool. And I hope they do more of this kind of thing because it's an interesting little tactic they're using. Like, it'd be nice because, like, especially here, we don't get any of those Broadway plays, so maybe they could do something, like, where they film a play in, like, New York or London, and then they broadcast it all over the place for,
that'd
like,
be sweet.
For, like, one or two nights. I would certainly pay to see that. So, transitioning between plays and movies.
I have another joke.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right.
Well, then.
What's green and has wheels?
What?
Grass. I lied about the wheels.
That's Jake Bingle, everybody.
All right. Congratulations.
All right. I'm sorry.
You're hilarious.
All right. Moving into movies. Max and I saw Young Adult this weekend. I sure did enjoy it very much.
I liked it a lot. It was kind of a downer, a little bit more of a depressing movie, but it really was a good movie.
I found it to be a very unique experience, especially Charlize Theron playing a character that was a mean person, and she, even though she's the main character, she stayed a mean person throughout the whole movie and never really changed, which is something most movies today, when they have those kind of characters, they kind of have these resolutions in the third act where they're like, oh, I guess I'll not be mean anymore. And they're like, oh, she's a nice person, but no, this didn't happen. And I think that's really awesome that someone's trying to make a difference. Speaking of that, Diablo Cody, the screenwriter, actually is from Iowa. She went to University of Iowa, so that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
who would you recommend this movie to?
Movie fans? Like, I highly doubt the average film goer would
enjoy it that much.
Yeah, because it's a downer. If you're, like, looking for a nice, like, light comedy, this isn't it at all. So, yeah.
Yeah, but the performances were truly amazing. Like, Patton Oswalt was really, really funny in that movie.
Patrick Wilson. All right. What do you got, Gabe?
Well, I'm excited, personally, for the second Sherlock Holmes movie.
Mm-hmm.
I know the critics didn't like the first one as much, but I really loved it.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it, but I look forward to seeing it. And, well, the second one I speak of. I just love Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law. I think they make a great couple, if I am to say.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. Max, what are you looking forward to this season?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm looking forward to it, but Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked, is coming to theaters near you. This is the third Alvin and the Chipmunks movie, and it looks like fun. it's definitely a movie to take your kids to, for sure. It's full of plenty of
you have kids.
Chipmunks singing pop songs and dancing around, and yeah, the premise is that they're trapped on a desert island and they have to survive. So,
ooh, what baffles me is how bad the chipmunks look. Like, I feel like I would have enjoyed it more. Not that I've seen it, because I really haven't, and I regret not being able to see it because it just looks so entertaining.
Right,
Like, I feel like it would have been more awesome if they had the chipmunks be, like, made of practical effects and, like, I don't know, like, furry chipmunks that someone could actually see and hold instead of, like, these, like, brown goops that are, like, I don't know, you feel like you can just smush them and, that's just how bad the CGI looks to me, and I'm disappointed in it that it hasn't.
They look all plastic.
Better. But, moving on, it is the end of the year. Well, before that, I should probably add, there are a couple other movies we're excited for coming out this week, and those are, you know, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yep, definitely.
Mission Impossible 4.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that one.
What else is there? And Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
Yeah.
That movie looks really interesting. So, I guess that's about it. Anyway.
Well, 2011 is coming to a close, and we thought we'd put together a little list of our favorite movies of the year. We're going to do our individual top three. All right, I'll just go in descending order with my list. Number three is Drive, starring our Rye guy.
Yay!
Gabe's favorite actor, Ryan Gosling. That's an awesome movie. Two, for me, is Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene. I really do love this movie. This is a movie about cults, and it will soon probably become a cult movie. So, there you go. my number one is Beginners with Ewan McGregor and Christopher Plummer. I'm in love with this movie. Have been since I saw it back in September. So, yeah. Gabe?
My number three is Attack the Block. Yeah. Film set in London with street gang versus aliens invading. Very fun. My second is Beginners, which I also loved and fell in love with it since I saw it. And my number one is Drive, which, if you know me, you probably know that I love Ryan Gosling. So,
yeah,
it's just unlike any movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's
not because of him. People always say that.
Well, people are calling Drive an action movie, and I kind of like disagree with that. I kind of disagree with them doing that. I would definitely think it's more of a fairy tale movie. It's got a very fantasy vibe to it. The hero doesn't speak very much.
Doesn't even have a name.
Yeah. Is he just called the driver?
The driver.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, overall, really love that movie.
Disclaimer, though,
yes.
Not a kid's movie.
No, certainly not.
It's not about driving.
It may be a fairy tale, but it is...
not for kids.
Not
very,
for kids at
very
all.
Very violent movie, but
yeah.
An excellent movie at that. So.
Yeah. Maybe Elvin and the Chipmunks, but not driving.
Yeah, no.
Max, what do you got?
Okay, well, my top three. Number three is Drive, as we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Beginners. I really, really love that movie. And number one is The Tree of Life, directed by Terrence Malick. A truly wonderful movie. It requires a lot of thinking, and it's kind of confusing. It doesn't have that much dialogue, so it kind of turned a lot of people off.
Yeah, it's not your average movie, and a lot of people do not like this movie because, A, it's really long. B, it is a very confusing movie, but it's altogether beautiful.
Yeah, and I found once I understood it, and once I was able to, like, I mean, it was just, you just really have to see the movie to understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just a fantastic movie, and, you know, it had Brad Pitt in it, which is always a plus. he is probably my favorite actor. He's up there with my favorite actors. But yeah, those are my top three.
Max, would you compare Tree of Life to 2001 A Space Odyssey?
I hadn't made that comparison before, but now that you mentioned that, definitely. Just with, like, all the really, really innovative visuals. And
well, they also use the guy who did the visual effects for 2001
was the
same
guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
but that's not why I made the connection. I just thought, like you were saying, they're both very innovative movies and unlike anything anyone's ever seen before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
It's,
so, makes you think. But
I think we can probably say our collaborative number one
was Drive.
Drive.
No, it was probably Beginners.
Oh, Beginners.
It was 2, 2, and 1.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Drive was 1, 3, and 3. That's probably our second.
Yeah. Definitely see Beginners. It was,
yes. Well, definitely
so
see all the movies.
Well, right.
They're
right.
All great movies.
Beginners is a movie really for everybody, too. I mean,
yeah,
not for little kids, but
no.
Maybe, you know.
But Beginners is also a pretty experimental film, in my opinion.
Definitely,
It features a lot of elements that have never been really shown before in movies. And it's a very personal film, too. So, yeah, definitely check it out. Attack the Block is also a great movie. We didn't really talk about it all that much, but I do love that movie.
Yeah.
It's funny. But
humor and action.
Yeah,
it's
good.
So, I guess that about wraps it up for our podcast of the year, last podcast of 2011.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. Check us out on littlehawk.com. Shoot us up an email.
Check out our app.
Check out our app. Yeah, be sure to download that. So, and be sure to read our paper. Thanks for listening.
See ya. Little Hawk.
Thunder cunt.
Say it louder.
Thunder cunt! I kind of disagree with them doing that. I would definitely think it's more of a fairy tale movie. It's got a very fantasy vibe to it. The hero doesn't speak very much.
Doesn't even have a name.
Yeah. Is he just called the driver?
The driver.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, overall, really love that movie.
Disclaimer, though,
yes.
Not a kid's movie.
No, certainly not.
It's not about driving.
It may be a fairy tale, but it is...
not for kids.
Not
very,
for kids at
very
all.
Very violent movie, but
yeah.
An excellent movie at that. So,
So Max, what are your favorite movies of the year?
Well, my number three movie is Drive, as we were just talking about.
Yes.
Fantastic movie. And number two is Beginners, with Ewan McGregor and Christopher Plummer.
Good
really,
choice.
Really great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Must see it. And number one, The Tree of Life, directed by Terrence Malick, starring Brad Pitt.
Heard such great things.
And it really is a fantastic movie. It's kind of confusing. There's not a lot of dialogue. There's some really intense visuals, but it really was just a fantastic movie, and you really should see it to get your own take on it.
I've heard it's been pushing a lot of boundaries as far as films go.
Definitely. It's very innovative, very very out there, very cool. So, I think that about wraps up our podcast.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to check out thelittlehawk.com and our Little Hawk app for more... Little Hawk related news.
And thanks for listening, guys. That wraps up the 2011 year, but we'll be back in 2012. So have a good break. Mm-hmm.